Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The CEO of Optus admits the telco still doesn't know exactly how many customers' personal details may have been breached in a major cyber attack. Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin says 9.8 million is the worst case scenario. She says once they work out whose details have been exposed, they'll be in touch.
When we work through it, we will be identifying specifically which customers and proactively contacting each individual customer with very clear explanations of which of their data has been exposed and potentially taken.
Two Perth men are among five people charged following a major drug bust spanning WA, Queensland and New South Wales. The AFP says 7 kilos of meth was allegedly found at an industrial unit and two apartments in Malaga and Innaloo. A win for soccer fans and the hospitality sector, with extended trading available for pubs and bars during the FIFA World Cup. Venues will be able to apply to open for longer to televise games during the tournament, with the state government offering one-off permits. And politicians have gathered in Canberra to hear condolence motions for Queen Elizabeth. The special sitting in Parliament marks the end of the official mourning period. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was among those to speak, touching on the late monarch's historic legacy.
It is hard to grasp that Queen Elizabeth II now belongs to the realm of memory. We give thanks for her long and exceptionally well-lived life.
In sport, despite being named for their sides, injury clouds are still hovering over Sydney's Sam Reid and Geelong's Max Holmes. Neither player took part in their team's captain's runs at the MCG. A decision on their fitness will be made tomorrow morning. Meantime, Dockers legend David Mundy has been named one of five judges for the Norm Smith Medal for tomorrow's grand final. And the Aussie cricketers will be back in T20 action tonight in Game 2 of their three-match series against India.